Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Two of Boston's most respected agencies in the fight against homelessness are joining forces. The boards of both the Pine Street Inn and Hope Found have voted to approve the merger of the two organizations. Back in August, the agency directors, Lyndia Downey of Pine Street and Mary Nee of Hope Found, told us on Morning Edition they were considering the merger. They joined us again a couple of days ago to tell us that today, the merger becomes reality. Here's Lyndia Downey.
We're announcing that we will become one entity called Pine Street Inn, and that we are hoping to move forward and have a more robust set of services for homeless people.
This is Mary Nee from Hope Found. In August, we had come to the conclusion that this made a lot of strategic sense for the people we serve. Between August and today, our boards and our staff have been working on the question, does this make business sense? Can we combine our organizations as viable organizations? And we've concluded yes.
So what will this mean for the community that you serve?
We were really looking at this strategically as a way to create a better network for homeless men and women in Boston. We have moved, I think, very far in the past 5 years in terms of really having a strategic focus, led a lot by the mayor and the staff at the city who deal with homelessness, a lot by this administration to try and get all of us working at the ground level to work together in a very coordinated, networked way on same goals, same strategy. And this really, to me, is the epitome of that. It's not just working together, it's merging together.
In terms of services delivered, what's going to change? Will there be more beds? Will there be more programs for homeless people? How will the population be better served?
I can speak for Hope Found. We were not a builder or developer of housing. And so for the last several years, we've been very focused on moving people to housing, but that often meant moving people to waiting lists and having them wait in shelters until their names came up. And one of the great advantages of partnering with Pine Street is they've really developed quite a bit of housing on their own. They manage housing. That's part of their strategic vision. And so for us, we really see greater access to housing for our clients as one of the key advantages here.
Yeah, and Bob, and on the Pine Street end, I would say we have two very nice and very robust social enterprises, small business where our guests are employed in the businesses. One is called iCater, one is called Boston Handiworks. But at the end of that, we need some help getting people into jobs. Well, Hope Found has a really terrific job placement program. So we'll be able to connect the training and the placement without a gap for people.
What's the message here for other nonprofits in the city who may be thinking about but haven't yet broached the idea of approaching other similar nonprofits to talk about whether or not they should combine their programs and services?
It's hard work. It's a lot of hard work, and you do need help through this process.
You don't see a lot of these nonprofit mergers. I think there's lots of people out there that think there should be more of them. It takes a really strategic executive director and a board that's willing to put really the strategy first, the guests first. Not easy to do, and it's certainly harder to do when you're the agency that's not going to exist in name only anymore, right? So I give a lot of credit to the Hope Found board and to Mary Nee for broaching this with us, thinking strategically about it, and being willing to put everything on the table and say, can we try this and make it work?
Will it be harder to find housing for homeless families, given that we know, according to news stories in the last few days, that rents in Boston have risen significantly in the last couple of years?
I think it will be very hard for families in Boston because of rising rents, and I think it goes to a larger issue of the housing crisis in our country and the number of foreclosed homes and lack of access to permanent housing.
One of the things that the state is trying to do, and I think with some early success, is divert families from shelter to begin with, try and keep them where they are. A lot cheaper to keep a family in its housing than pay for shelter.
Lyndia Downey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Mary Nee, thank you.
Thank you.
Mary Nee of Hope Found will work as a consultant during the transition between Hope Found and Pine Street and will then move on. Lyndia Downey will stay on as the director of the new Pine Street Inn.